The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Oiga, pero dígame la verdad, que a los zorros no los dan así como para pagar plata, cash.
La verdad, ustedes se van a ir para atrás a Argentina.
¿Deportar?
Sí. Están poniendo un
hold de migración, pero a usted ahora lo lleva a migración. ¿Lo lleva a migración a los otros?
So picture this. Body cam footage shows two illegal migrants stuffing brand new clothes into the back of a car. Moments later, click, handcuffs. And while she's sitting in the back of a cop car, one sister cries, "You can't deport me. I have a son here." What happens next will blow your mind. Stay tuned because this single arrest exposes how Americans have had it and are finally fighting back. June 25th, deputies raced to a Burlington store in Port Charlotte, Florida. Security cameras caught Carla Arenado and Genesi Reyes, both illegal migrants, loading a cart of loot into their California-plated SUV. Inside the vehicle, police found over $400 of Burlington goods, $2,700 of goods stolen from Marshalls, over $3,100 of goods stolen from Ross, plus tools for popping security tags. Their total take, just over $6,200. The Charlotte County Sheriff's Office says the duo confessed and admitted hitting stores statewide from Jacksonville to Miami just days before. After they were arrested and as they were being transported, they found out that the county jail was just a temporary stop to where they were ultimately going.
La verdad, ustedes se van a ir para atrás a Argentina.
¿Deportar?
Sí. Están poniendo un container, se llama.
¿Un hall de migración? Pero a usted ahora lo lleva a migración. ¿Lo lleva a migración a los otros?
No, inmigración va a venir para ustedes.
¿Cuándo?
But then one of them tried to pull the anchor baby card.
Ya, pero mire, yo tengo hijo aquí, po.
No sé qué decirte.
Cuando tenía hijos, ¿te deportan igual?
No, yo no trabajo por inmigración, no estoy seguro cómo ellos trabajan. Pero yo sé cuando ellos se meten en el negocio de nosotros, ellos sacan a la gente. Normalmente es rápido, no se demoran mucho.
¿Y a los otros los pusieron hold de migración ya?
Ya, sí.
¿Y por qué tan rápido?
Porque en el tiempo que estamos hablando, estamos tratando de verificar la identificación de ustedes y parece que ellos quieren poner un detainer para ustedes, no sé por qué. Explícate por qué te están sacando del país.
Ya, pero yo tengo un hijo, tengo familia aquí, tengo hijos, no pueden deportarme, po. Y mi hijo, yo no puedo ser deportado porque mi hijo. ¿Cómo lo puedo hacerlo si yo quiero que mi hijo también lo deporten?
¿Tu hijo nació aquí?
¿No? Sí, es americano.
No van a sacar un hijo de.
¿Y cómo yo voy a dejar a mi hijo aquí?
No sé si puede llevarlo con usted, pero no te ves seguro en eso.
So there's a classic Democrat for you. I mean, this sense of entitlement. This sense that the law doesn't apply to me, or better, I get to pick which laws apply to me, and I'll always choose the ones that I get to exploit for my own benefit, right? This sister was so defiant originally, but she's a crook. In the end, she's a thief. She literally lives and breathes on breaking our laws. That's why they're deporting her. But I'm shocked at the sense of entitlement she originally had. You can't deport me. I have a son. I've got the golden ticket. I've got an American baby. And the beauty of what you just heard there, the police officer's like, maybe they'll deport your kid too. I mean, The days of the entitlement mentality here are officially over. They have come to an end. Now, why does this matter beyond one arrest? Well, it's because shoplifting is now being used as one of the primary means of automatic deportation. It's being called the most common gateway crime for deportation. So under U.S. Code Section 8, a single conviction for a crime involving what's called moral turpitude, like shoplifting, automatically triggers removal. And for good reason. Before this crackdown, during the final years of the bleak Biden winter, national shoplifting surged 24% in 2024 alone.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Retailers lost $45 billion last year. The National Retail Federation reported a 93% spike in annual shoplifting incidents since 2019. Now enter Governor Ron DeSantis. So this year he signed HB 549, turning organized retail theft into a felony with up to 30 years in prison if a gun is involved. Since DeSantis took office, Florida shoplifting is down 30% even as blue state crime soars. Bottom line, if you steal in Florida, they're going to catch you and they're going to prosecute you. But if you're here illegally, that arrest is your gateway to deportation. And one of the reasons why they're focusing on shoplifting as a primary funnel for catching illegal migrants is that ICE data shows repeated theft offenders who are illegals re-enter into the country illegally an average of 6 to 7 times. So illegal migrants who are shoplifters turn out to evidence persistent illegal migration, which will now be next to impossible given the current state of our southern border and the resulting zero illegal border crossings. Thank you, President Trump. And while the legacy media does everything it can to spin doom and gloom about Trump's immigration policies, the hard data reveals something extraordinary. America's most comprehensive immigration enforcement operation in modern history is already delivering unprecedented results. In just 6 months, the Trump administration has fundamentally transformed border security and deportation efficiency. The statistics are staggering. In Trump's first 100 days alone, ICE arrested just over 66,000 illegal aliens and removed over 65,000 from American soil permanently. Compare that to Obama years when monthly ICE removals averaged around 12,000, or even Biden's more pathetic, lackluster 3,200 monthly average. Breaking down these arrests reveals Trump's worst first strategy in action. 3 out of 4 arrests were criminal illegal aliens. This includes 2,300 gang members from dangerous organizations like Tren de Aragua and MS-13, 1,300 individuals accused of convicted sex offenses, and 498 accused or convicted of murder. The criminal records encompass nearly 10,000 assaults, 6,400 DWIs, and 1,500 weapon offenses. Here's where Trump's strategy gets absolutely brilliant. Beyond forcible removals, the administration launched Project Homecoming, a comprehensive self-deportation initiative offering $1,000 and free flights to those who voluntarily leave. Now, the psychological impact has been absolutely massive. The Migration Policy Institute estimates just over 1 million foreign-born workers have exited the workforce since March, a clear sign that enforcement threats are driving voluntary departures. ICE detention capacity has expanded from 41,500 beds under Biden to 54,500 as of March 2025, and they're going to grow even more as a result of the One Big Beautiful Bill. We already nearly have 47,000 non-citizens currently detained. So this represents a 25% increase in average detention population since Trump took office. Moreover, the administration has established nearly 600 pending and signed agreements across the country with local law enforcement, creating a holistic local, state, and federal enforcement infrastructure that appears impossible for repeat illegal migrant offenders to elude. So as you saw earlier, a new day is indeed dawning in our nation. The old entitlements that illegal migrants used to think they could intimidate law enforcement with are over. Trump promised the largest deportation operation in American history, and he's delivering. With ICE arrests more than doubling since taking office and a self-deportation exodus reaching into the millions, America is finally getting serious about immigration enforcement. America is finally becoming less attractive to illegal aliens, and that is exactly what we voted for.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.